Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time now for Images of the Past. If you go online to our website, sdpb.org/images-of-the-past, you'll see a new video clip with a brief history of Belle Fourche. Joining us now to talk about that history is Wayne Pennanen. He's from Historical Footprints in Lead, and he joins us today from Lead. Wayne, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Oh, it's good to be back, Lori.
So tell us first, where is Belle Fourche located for those people who don't know?
Belle Fourche is located in Butte County, western end of South Dakota, about 10 miles north of Spearfish.
So give us an idea of some of the characters who sort of founded this town.
Well, Seth Bullock owned a lot of land in that area in the 1880s and 90s, and the railroad was building up from the south. It came out of Nebraska, came up through Rapid City, and headed north, and the original station or yard that they were going to use was at a little town called Minnesela, which was about 3 or 4 miles south of Belle Fourche on the Red River. And the Minnesela people had been there for quite some time. They had quite a nice town going, well, not quite 1,000 people there, maybe more like 700 or 800, but they were very prosperous. And as the train approached their construction, the railroads began to deal with them on a land grant right-of-way that would take them through Minnesela. And they got a little bit greedy, as most people did in those days, and the railroad was not willing to pay the price for the land that they needed, and along came Seth Bullock, who was very instrumental up in that area for a long time. And he said to the railroad, I will make you a real deal and build you a town and stockyards and give you the land if you'll come through Belle Fourche. He could see in the future the value of the railroad to a growing community. And of course, this was quite a blow to Minnesela, but that's what happened. And that's Seth built them a town, built the stockyards, and the railroad did come through there. And they were one of the biggest cattle shipping points in the United States around the turn of the century.
So all that building and structure and infrastructure wasn't there until Seth Bullock said, bring the railroad? The railroad came first?
That's correct.
And they just passed by Minnesela?
That's right.
Is Minnesela still there?
Unfortunately, it was the end of Minnesela. And Seth knew that, and he felt bad about it, and he offered any business people in Minnesela a free lot in Belle Fourche, and they could move their buildings up to Belle and take part in that prosperity. Hmm. And some of them did. Unfortunately, some of them did not. And then to kind of throw salt in the wound, about the late 1890s, Minnesela had been the county seat of Butte County, and then they held another election, and Belle Fourche won, so they moved the county seat to Belle Fourche. Hmm. And we've done some work up in there over the years, and believe it or not, there's still people in Belle Fourche who do not like Seth Bullock, because they had some of their early people and family members that were in Minnesela.
I was going to ask that. What is his reputation, or what kind of man was he?
He was outstanding. Seth came with a little advantage. His partner was Saul Starr, and they both had taken part in the gold rush in Montana in the 1860s. So they were fully aware of the impact that a gold rush has on an area, and they became aware that gold was not the only commodity that was important. One of them, of course, was water rights, and Seth Bullock acquired the water rights on the Red River. Hmm. He was also a sheriff. He was a U.S. Marshal in Deadwood and western South Dakota. And he became a very close friend of President Teddy Roosevelt. Hmm.
And so what kind of advantages did that relationship bring? Or was it purely social?
No, it was both. Seth Bullock worked with Teddy, and they built Ormond Dam outside of Belfouche on the east side, and that provided water for agriculture in the area. In fact, Ormond Dam was the first land management project in the United States.
Huh. So it was largely cattle country and then became cropland? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, it was both. They shared that reputation. There was a lot of cattle up in there, and there was a lot of sugar beets that were grown there, and the sugar beet plant was located, of course, in Belfouche.
Huh. So tell me about the fire in Belfouche that destroyed downtown. That was part of the video online. Tell me more about that.
Yes, they had a very disastrous fire, as most towns have experienced here in the Black Hills, because most of them, especially in the early days, were built entirely of wood. And once that fire got started, they just did not have the equipment. They did not have the water available like we do today. It had to be brought in by wagons, and consequently, they lost most of that community to the fire.
Hmm. And they rebuilt, though.
And then, of course, they rebuilt. And Deadwood suffered the same thing in the 1880s. And both towns, when they rebuilt mostly in stone.
Hmm. So those, some of those buildings that were rebuilt stand today?
Yes, there's quite a a good portion of the downtown can date those buildings to right after the fire.
So what kind of place is Belfouche today?
Belfouche, again, is a very prosperous, a very aggressive community. Again, it's centered around farming and ranching.
You mentioned in the videos migrant workers and the sugar beet industry. Let's talk about that for a little bit. What was that like in the sugar beet industry to have people come, seasonal workers?
They were welcomed. They were mostly from Mexico. They traveled up to the Belfouche area, and they worked in the sugar beet fields. That was a lot of labor, intensive hand labor, to raise sugar beets, especially at harvest time. But the community got along well with the migrant workers, and you won't find much aggressiveness on either side. They respected one another, and it was a very good relationship.
Does that legacy continue today? Do you see that reflected in Belfouche of today?
No, because the sugar beet industry has certainly diminished. And they had, for a period, they were quite large in wool. They raised a lot of sheep in the area. Hmm. And then they also kind of dwindled. And there was a wool mill there, and that has gone. And so they have lost that industry as well.
Tell me about Saul Starr. You mentioned him briefly as a partner of Seth Bullock, but we didn't talk about him. What kind of person was he?
Well, Saul Starr was the mayor of Deadwood for many years. They had a hardware store in Deadwood that was very prosperous. And both Saul and Bullock were leading citizens in the town of Deadwood as well, especially in the 1870s.
And so they were just business partners, and then did he stay in Belfouche, or what was his...
Starr stayed in Deadwood. He did not go to Belfouche with Seth. And Saul Starr was there. He was mayor like, maybe five or six different terms. So he became a real fixture. And they had quite a few men of that caliber in the Deadwood area. In fact, in a lot of parts of the Black Hills, that really made the communities grow.
What else do you want to say about Belfouche and the history? What are the high points that we missed?
Well, a couple of things. They've got some great bronc riders that came out of the Belfouche area, and I can't remember. There was brothers, and they both won a national bucking bronco title at the national rodeos.
And they had a rodeo rather early on in Belfouche, is that right?
Belfouche was the first one to have a rodeo, actually. in 1919. It was put on by the Red Cross to help raise money for the veterans of World War One, and that was very successful, and that was kind of, well, without a doubt, was the first community to hold a summer celebration, and it became quite an economic boom to the town, and that was picked up immediately by Deadwood and other communities around the Black Hills region. And but Belle Fourche was the first one to hold a major event that brought a lot of people to their community.
Wayne Pananen is from Historical Footprints in Lead. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Lori, it was a pleasure.
You can see the video of the brief history of Belle Fourche and other images of the past segments we've had. Just go online, sdpb.org/images of the past.